The US Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Mid-year sale on now, in-store and online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, here we go. 27 after 8. This is what I was talking to Senator Jim Molan about earlier this morning. This is critical stuff for us, but the Secretary of State in America forming a coalition against Iran, Harley.
Yeah, this is Mike Pompeo. He has a bit of an uphill road to hoe, I think. He's meeting today with leaders of Saudi Arabia and the UAE in search of support for a coalition to oppose Iran. Uphill because he hopes to gather support from European and Asian nations, too. And the problem, of course, is that Britain, Germany, and France are still in the nuclear deal with Iran and don't want to pull out of it the way President Trump did. They also don't want to see war between the U.S. and Iran, so there may be ways to work together. And of course, China doesn't have any problem with poking us in the eye with any of this stuff, so that works just fine for them if we have trouble with Iran. The U.S. announced more sanctions today on Iran, specifically aimed at the supreme leader. Iranians officials have been crying today, saying the U.S. is breaking their bones, as they put it, with sanctions. But if Secretary Pompeo is successful, there will be a coalition of more than 20 countries cooperating to patrol the Persian Gulf and the Straits of Hormuz to keep the world's oil supply moving and to stop Iran if it makes any moves to impede it.
So, very, very big story this. We don't know where it's going. Vulgarity.
The Supreme Court has lost its sense of context. It struck down the historic ban on vulgar, profane, and immoral words and images as trademarks and promotional images. At issue was a company brand that spelled itself with an innovative spelling of the F word, which the Trademarks Office had turned down. The company challenged, went to the Supreme Court. They decided unanimously, by the way, it's a First Amendment right to be nasty, dirty, insulting, and immoral. Which means, as Justice Sotomayor put it, and she's a liberal and voted with the majority, but with a partial dissent, she said the government will now have no choice but to register the most vulgar, profane, or obscene words and images imaginable. Swastikas, racial epithets perhaps, pornographic images, all in the name of speaking freely in public to promote your company. You know, when the First Amendment was written, this was a God-fearing, God-centric country, and the people would not have imagined saying or presenting as their own brand any of the things that these people are talking about.
Absolutely.
No way. People call it progressive. We're just progressing more and more closely to the gutter. That's all we're doing.
Harley, it's a disturbing development. And
it is.
There doesn't seem to be anybody prepared to put up a roadblock, I have to say. When the Supreme Court is not on the side of decency, you wonder who is. All right, Harley,
That's
talk
right.
to you tomorrow.